This woman is here. You want to tell people about your friend.
Yes, this is Nicholas Rowe. He is a really good friend of mine. He is the boyfriend of my best friend. She is frantic, as well as his parents, his friends. He played rugby. He's from South Africa.
And tell me his name again.
His name is Nick Rowe.
Nick Rowe.
He was on the 106th floor of World Trade Center Tower 1.
When was the last time anyone spoke to him?
It was early on Tuesday. He made contact with a friend and said, I don't know what's going on. Can someone help me find out what's going on?
One thing I should tell you, Brian, I'll try and talk through this. This is an area that is congested with people. Lots of emergency vehicles trying to get through here, as you can tell by the fact that I'm being drowned out at this moment. Wow. But they are asking people for distinguishing marks, as I said. On this picture that she has of her friend, what do you see?
He has a birthmark, as you can see right here. It's on the lower right-hand side of his stomach. And we're just hoping and praying that if someone sees him, you know, they can identify him that way.
And you've been going everywhere. It's not just been here at the Armory, but tell me, where else have you been?
We have friends going around, going to the hospitals, looking on webs. We've been looking at all the lists on all the different websites. We've been calling, you know, frantically, constantly to all the different numbers, just hoping and praying that we can find him.
Our prayers are with you, and best luck that you can find him. Brian, if you can be with me for just one more moment, there's a lady here. I want to find out, who are you looking for?
Hi, I'm looking for one of my best friends, Yvonne Bonomo. She's missing. She was in World Trade Center 1, floor 94. She's missing with 11 people. Bridget, her sister, Benito. Yvonne, I think you guys are out there. Please, please just hang in and we'll find you.
Tell me something about her. What kind of a woman is she?
She's a great person, strong person. She can make it. I know she can if she just hangs in there. She's got to make it. She was wearing a white shirt, blue jean pants and sneakers. And she has a birthmark underneath her eye, a scar.
And you gave them all this information about
all
this
over,
distinguishing
all
figure.
Over. We went all over. Past 3 days, day and night, all over. Internet, every hospital, phone calls.
And these are pictures of her as well.
This is my sister Bridget. She was with Yvonne. She sits right across from her. She's at One World Trade Center on the 94th floor. And I spoke to her right before the blast, and I haven't spoken to her since then.
What did she say to you just before the
she
blast?
She just called, asked me what I was doing at home, and I just told her I was going to the doctor. I was off for the day.
And it was just an ordinary day?
An ordinary day. And then my office called to say, you know, turn on the TV. When I turned on the television, I saw One World Trade being hit by the bomb.
Ask us if we can do anything. If we put the picture out, if they tell the name, they hope it will help. And I think in some sense it helps them to talk about it. Let's talk with this man who's right here. And tell me about who this is in the picture.
This is my mother. She worked for Aon Risk Service, and she was on the 100th floor. We've heard of people that were able to get out of the building that were with her, and she wasn't too far behind, so we're hoping somebody knows something that was with her or maybe had seen her out of the building.
And here she is. Tell me something about her. What kind of woman is she?
She's a fighter. She's definitely a fighter. She taught me everything, and she had gotten me a job there at the World Trade Center. I was there when it happened, and my aunt was also there. We were able to get out, and we're waiting for three out of three.
Now, your aunt was able to get out. Tell me, how did she get out? There's a man here, and this is your...
This is my uncle, her husband.
And tell me, how did your wife get out?
She ran down. She was on the 92nd floor, and she ran down. She got to the 50th floor, and she had to take a break. Her knees crept up. The plane flew in. Everybody was scattering. Two guys from Morgan and Stanley, Jeff and Tony, I wish I could thank them, because if it wasn't for them, she wouldn't be here today.
She's a little battered, a little bruised, because they literally pulled her down those stairs.
Yeah, they dragged her. They said, do you want to see your son? And she was gripping her son's picture to her chest.
It's one of those stories that we want to hear many more stories about like this. This woman doesn't have that kind of story to tell yet. You came all the way from Florida to try and find out something about your daughter.
Yes, I did.
And tell me her name.
Her name is Jean Marie Wallendorf. We call her Jamie or JJ. The babies call her JJ.
And where was she working?
She was working at KBW, which is Kiefer, Bruvette,
and what floor
Woods.
Was she on?
They have two floors, which are the 89th and 88th.
Had you heard from her or did you hear from her on Tuesday at all?
Yes, I did. She called me when the first plane hit building number one, and she said, Mom, she says, if you're watching the news, I'm all right. I wasn't in that building, but I gotta go. They're gonna start fire evacuation. And I hung up from her, and I turned on the news. I mean, the news, and few minutes later, I seen the plane go in. And then I tried calling, and she was on the phone. When the plane went in, she was on the phone with her boyfriend. And after the plane hit the second building, she was okay, and they hung up. But what had happened was her KBW told her to go back up, because they told me that she's in equity trading and they stay in their department in case tradings come in.
And you, when you got the word, you knew that this had happened. You immediately, you couldn't take a plane to New York. So what did you do? How did you get here?
I drove.
Our best to you and your family. I hope she's found. One of those who's been searching for his loved one since Tuesday is Patrick. And I understand it's your brother-in-law that you're looking for, Patrick.
That's correct. He was on the 105th floor. He worked for Cantor and Fitzgerald. And we did get a phone call from him at around 10 after 9.
And what did he say to you at the phone call?
The message was that there's a fire. I'm getting out now and I love you.
And you were telling me that he's a paramedic. So what is your thoughts about what he might have done?
Well, the family feels that even if Frank was able to get out, he probably stopped to help somebody if anybody needed his assistance. So we're very worried about him. We would also like to think that maybe he's helping people at this time right now. We haven't heard from him yet.
But you're going to keep hoping and keep looking.
That's true. Definitely.
That's the same story, Brian, that we're hearing from Marina.
Yes.
You're looking for your son.
For my son. Kenneth Lira.
And what floor was he working on?
He was on 107th floor, and he works for Genoity. The last time we heard from him, when he was on 83rd floor, we know that one of his co-workers calls his sister, and from there he said that it was too much smoke. They were helping people, and from that time we don't know anything. We look around all the hospital, all shelters, every place that they send us, and they cannot localize him. He's in any list.
Tell me about him. He's your firstborn?
He's my firstborn. He's very lovely, and we all care about him. All his friends, all his family is looking for him, and we love all.
You're not going to give up hope, though, are you?
No, we know he's there. We know he's strong. We know he can make it. So please, God, help him. And anyone who knows something about him, please let us know.